It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
If you like to go out in the sun, if you're planning a vacation, if you just like being outdoors, then you definitely want to stay tuned. I'm excited because Barrett Wirtz is joining us today. He's always a lot of fun and has a lot of information. And to tell you a little bit about him, in case this is your first time tuning in a segment with him, after leaving Men's Fitness as a style and grooming director last year, Barrett wrote for sites such as GQ, The Manual, Men's Health, Men's Journal, and New York Magazine's The Strategist. He's most recently joined the team at AskMen.com, where he oversees style and grooming content at the site, styling as a style and grooming editor. So obviously, he's got a lot of information he's going to share with us. So Barrett, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a lot of fun. You know, so vacations come up. Do you have a vacation planned?
I sadly do not. I try to take some weekend trips here and there, but I have nothing solid on the books for the whole summer.
It's a shame. We've got to work for money, right? I should win the lottery
it's
or something.
The truth.
So even on weekends, what do you like to do for fun? Do you get outside or more indoors?
I do. I like to just go out. You know, I'm in New York, so I go out east to Montauk, or I spend some time with my brother up in Connecticut. This weekend, I'm actually going down to see my other brother and my nieces. That's going to be more of an inside trip. We might go to the pool, but typically, I just like to relax. I like to go to the spa wherever I can, if possible.
You know, living in Florida, one of my favorite things my wife and I like to do is go to the beach, and we don't do it often enough. I make it sound like we do it all the time. I wish we could. But you can rent these little lounge chairs with kind of like a half umbrella over it and have a drink, and you're listening to the breeze, and it's nice. But at the end of the day, you're still getting exposed to the sun. It's refracting or reflecting off the ocean, off the sand, and a lot of people don't even realize it. So even in the shade, I'm being exposed to the UV rays. So yeah, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, what are your feelings on some of the SPF products that use chemical sunscreens?
Well, I have a unique relationship with sunscreen. As a child, I had a precancerous mole on my face removed. I was about 10. And so ever since I was a kid, I've just always worn sunscreen. I've always known that that's something very important. And as I've gotten older, I really learned more about the chemical and the physical and the differences in the applications. And I personally like a mix if I can. I think the chemical sunscreens have great daily properties if you're using it as a face lotion, running around the city. And but there are some chemicals that the more we learn about them, the more we learn that they're harmful to either us and or the environment. So typically now I really enjoy a chemical and physical combo with so I can combat any sort of rays as best as possible.
And I guess by mixing it as natural as possible, because I can't think of a natural way of a good sunscreen that's all natural that's going to do the job. Can you?
There are some sunscreens now that are coming out, like All Good, the All Good brand. They're an all-natural brand, or predominantly natural. I think it's hard to be 100% natural. But they really strive to avoid any sort of chemical additives or any animal testing. They're vegan. And they're a great brand because they've worked really hard to create cosmetically friendly formulas of daily sunscreens. But I really like them for the beach type sunscreens, that the spray on kind, or like the thicker lotions that you're not really that concerned if they look a little white or chalky. But you're right, as a daily sunscreen face lotion combo, it is hard to find something that is completely natural. So it's just, you really benefit by knowing what to avoid.
What's your feeling on like the titanium and zinc oxides?
Well, I think they're great, because they're sort of the OG sun blockers. You know, you put them on, they fight UVA, UVB, and those are obviously the broad spectrum rays that you want to fight when wearing a sunscreen. The problem with a lot of them are now, as we're really sort of embracing daily sunscreen, no matter what your activity, they can often look white and chalky, and that presents a problem for, you know, guys who are already hesitant to put anything on their face, guys with any sort of facial hair. I run into that sometimes if I have some stubble. Anyone of color, you know, these sunscreens don't blend well on darker skin tones. So I think they're great, and they should be your go-to when you're going to be out in the sun for long periods of time. But on the day-to-day, brands that have worked in the nanoparticles of the nano-sized zinc oxide tends to blend and absorb much better and look much better day-to-day wear. And, you know, that's sort of becoming the new norm in the cosmetically friendly sunscreen lotion combos that you're going to be putting on your face day to day.
I've got such fair skin. I think when I put them on, those white particles make me look tanner. I don't know. Anyway, that's how pale I am. It's like a Casper the Ghost. Okay, so let me ask you another question, because we started talking about some of the dangerous chemicals, and I try and avoid them in things I formulate. I don't formulate many sunscreens. I'm more anti-aging. But, you know, Hawaii has now banned certain things because of the dangerous chemicals and how it's influencing the oceans and environment. I mean, I've got my thought process on it. I can't imagine that there, I guess with all the tourists maybe, but how is I just can't imagine all that product is really getting in the ocean and making a difference. What do you think?
Well, I think the biggest sort of chemical hot topic right now would be the oxybenzone, which is one of the two chemicals that Hawaii did ban. And I think as we put it on our bodies in a daily lotion, a lot of the more, what I've seen, a lot of the more luxury products include an oxybenzone chemical in their daily sunscreen. And it just sort of helps boost the efficacy of a lot of the other chemicals to absorb and then terminate the UVA and UVB rays. As we are washing this down our systems, you know, our showers and washing our faces and getting it into our water supply, and it is being shown to make its way to bleaching coral reefs, which kills coral reefs, and we can't get those back. And it just makes sense that other countries in the EU, I wish I knew more of the exact chemicals that they use to formulate their products more often, but they just have a more rigorous and health-focused appreciation of what to leave out of sunscreens from the beginning, from the formulation stage, which I'm sure you would be able to speak to, but
I don't do a lot in sunscreens, and I think Lisa's walked into the studio late, so she's showing me a message. Goodness Garden, she said, is one that has safe and safe for reefs, because she goes, I wish I was in this whole segment, because she brought up a good point. Millions of people visit Hawaii, and I guess they do all the coasts and even here in Florida, and I don't realize how much of that chemical gets washed off into the ocean. I mean, selfishly, I think to myself, it absorbs into the skin, and a lot of it does, so if a drop or two gets in the ocean, doesn't make a difference, but it's really not going anywhere. It's not going to evaporate like water does and come back down as rain. That chemical does sit there and pollute the ocean. I was recently asked to quote on some of these things on sunscreens, and did from a chemical side, but when it came to the Hawaii thing, I really didn't have a good opinion. My opinion was, I can't imagine. So you brought up some good points. I mean, we're not just, I guess, harming our environment in ways I never really thought of, but we're poisoning our bodies. So anyway, we're going to run out of time here. And so I appreciate the insight, because there are evidently, you know, I believe you should wear sunscreen, especially on vacation and going out. There are alternatives to some of the dangerous chemicals out there, and finding the right blend is definitely the way to go. I'm going to invite our listeners, please, from our website, we'll put up a link as well. But Barrett's got a ton of information, great writer, and just a lot of fun. And so visit askmen.com. askmen.com, and check out the style and grooming section, and you're going to find all kinds of information. Barrett, I want to thank you. It's always a lot of fun having you on, and I hope you have a great summer. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, and remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit gabradionetwork.com.